When sulfur dioxide spews from smokestacks and diesel engines, it can cause acid rain, but that's just the first problem.
It can cause asthma attacks in children. It can send people to hospital emergency rooms. It can even convert to other chemicals in the air that lead to premature death.
Frank O'Donnell is president of the nonprofit environmental group Clean Air Watch. He says existing rules, which have been around since the 1970s, have a loophole that allows high levels of sulfur dioxide over short periods of time. The new EPA rules will likely close that loophole and significantly restrict the amount allowed into the air. The oil industry and coal-burning power plants have lobbied against the new rules. They don't want to pay the billions of dollars it'll cost to clean up their smokestacks. For the Environment Report, I'm Tanya Ott.